At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So fall sports just wrapped up, and we're turning our focus now to the winter season. So stay tuned as we discuss the last few events from the fall and then discuss some upcoming events for the winter season. So first, looking back at this past week and how our Trojan student athletes and teams performed on the fields and on the court. So first up, varsity football traveled this past Friday to Wilson High School to take on the number one seeded Bulldogs in the PIAA District 3 6A playoffs. The Trojans were up early with a 13-0 lead after the first quarter, but unfortunately they lost in the end 41-13. This was the second year in a row that the team qualified for the 6A playoffs, in which only 8 teams total qualify, which I think makes it one of the hardest tournaments to get into for any sport across the Commonwealth. Coach Luther said, "I gave a big thank you to the seniors. In their 4 years, we've gone from 0-10 to 2 straight years in the playoffs. This is life. It doesn't always end like you want it to, but I just want them to be successful going forward." So congrats to the varsity football team on another great season. And again, we wish those seniors, which there's 21 of them, we wish those seniors the best of luck next year. So varsity cross country had 4 underclassmen compete this past Saturday at the PIAA State Championships in Hershey, and they turned out some great performances. Freshman Cameron Kaiser crossed the line in 19 minutes and 7 seconds to earn a 14th place finish in AAA, while sophomore Olivia Reck came in 114th place with a time of 20 minutes and 29 seconds. On the boys' side, junior Braden Boyd placed 125th in a time of 17 minutes, 20.4 seconds, and sophomore Zach Yorkovich was 207th with a time of 19 minutes and 14.73 seconds. So congrats to Cami Kaiser on earning a 14th place medal, and all 4 of them on finishing out another great cross-country season. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights. Once again, I just want to say congratulations to all of our fall teams on a successful season. And I want to say thank you to every single person that was involved in making that a success. So to our student athletes, to our coaches, our parents, event staff, boosters, and countless others that I know I'm missing here, thank you for everything you do, because without your efforts, none of our seasons would go as planned. So thank you. And as I kind of discussed the end of that fall season, if you would like just daily updates on what is going on with these events and can't wait till Wednesday and you want to know what happened on that Saturday, follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics, or follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics, as we do our best to post daily recaps and highlights each and every day. So if you're just now tuning in, I'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We are here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and then we also have a rebroadcast every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. as well. So now let's look ahead at events coming up this week as we prepare for the winter season, and also some highlights as well of things that we have going on, some current initiatives that we have going on here in the athletic department. So first up, our fall National Letter of Intent signing ceremony is this coming Wednesday, November 13th, at 3:15 p.m. in the Cassius Library. So if you are a senior student athlete that plans to play next year at either the NCAA Division 1, 2, or 3 level, or at an NAIA school, please make sure you register with Ms. Reebok in the athletic office so that we can make sure we have your attendance for that event. Once again, that's our Fall National Letter of Intent signing ceremony on Wednesday, November 13th at 3:15 p.m. in the Cassius Library. And then as we prepare for the winter sports season, we have our winter sports parent meeting on Thursday, November 14th. That meeting is at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. and we will discuss everything leading up to the start of the winter sports season, which begins on Monday, November 18th. So make sure you attend just to get the latest information from our athletic administration, our sports medicine staff, and most importantly, the coaches. And just as a reminder, this is a meeting that is for students and parents in grades 7 through 12 interested in the following sports: girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, and swimming and diving. And just also an FYI, swimming and diving is only offered for grades 9 through 12 here at Cassius. So we hope to see you there at that winter sports parent meeting again on Thursday, November 14th at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. And then I have three highlights here. I just want to update you guys on things that have been going on in our athletic department before we close out today's show. So first up is we had our first all-athletic staff meeting this past Monday evening, where we had approximately 75 coaches and athletic trainers present, and we discussed anything and everything from the state of our athletic department to current initiatives going on, and then the beginning of a department-wide strategic plan. So there was a lot of great discussion. We're excited to move this program forward to better benefit our student athletes. So stay tuned for more information on that strategic plan, as it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of time from everybody, not just coaches, but student athletes, parents, and the community to help us create our goals and our objectives for the next few years. Second, and we may dedicate a whole show or segment to a future show coming up on this topic, but we have a new athletics website that is coming out. We are scheduled for a December 2nd release date, and that website is via Presto Sports. And so I'm going to talk a lot about this at our winter sports parent meeting on the 14th. And like I said, we may dedicate a future segment in the Trojan Sports Report to this topic, but we're excited to have an athletic website that's really going to just bolster our online presence and really provide us and our student athletes with an opportunity that's a lot more like the collegiate level, so that we can promote our athletes and what they're doing on the fields and on the courts. And then last but not least, as we lead up to the winter season, we're going to have a lot of our winter head coaches on this show for winter sport previews. So we're going to have Coach Schreffler, Coach English, our new girls basketball coach, Coach Metzer for wrestling, and then Coach White and Coach Miller for boys and girls swimming in here as well. We're going to interview them so they can share their perspective on what we can expect to see from our winter teams this upcoming season. So stay tuned for the next 3 to 4 weeks as we lead into the winter season with those sport previews. All right, so with that, we're out of time for today's show. A little bit shorter than normal, but as we kind of recap the fall season, look to the winter, there's not a ton of stuff to report on. So that's it for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter, which is at CASD Athletics. Follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics. And then check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, November 13th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.